My name is Mark Rubin. I'm the co-founder of Lumina Health Products in Sarasota, Florida. It's a beautiful day in February, and I've just come back from a bike ride with my friend, Dr. David Dyer, a highly respected naturopath based in Orlando, Florida. David is the author of a new book which has just been released entitled Cell Food, Vital Cellular Nutrition for the New Millennium. And Cell Food is our business at Lumina Health Products. We distribute it to health professionals and health food stores throughout the United States. On our bike ride, Dr. Dyer and I were sharing our enthusiasm for this remarkable product and how it brings balance to the body. And I suggested that when we got back to our starting base, we might take some time to record some of our thoughts. David, I'd like to begin by asking you to summarize what you were telling me about the importance of balance in the new millennium.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I'm a proponent of balance because of the fact that most disease gets started in a situation of being out of balance. People can be brought back into balance by utilizing certain fairly simple methods. You know, the body itself is a very complex organism, but the elements that it needs to balance itself are relatively simple. Balance is necessary for the body to be able to move into better and optimal health. One of the things that I like so much about Cell Food is that it is a product that brings the body into balance. And as we go through this dialogue, we're gonna talk about how that happens. But primarily, let's just focus on balance right now. And then another word that is very predominant in good health is synergy. A lot of people don't understand synergy, but the energy of one product combined with the energy of another product will enhance the product so that the total is more than the sum. In other words, 2 plus 2 doesn't always equal 4.
Right.
2 plus 2 put together right synergistically can equal 6 or 8 or 10 or 12.
Absolutely.
The beauty of Cell Food is that with its ability to release nascent or new oxygen and hydrogen in our body, it synergistically works with all other supplements to make them more powerful. So what happens is you have this wonderful supplement that you can put into your body that makes everything that you're putting in there work better. Not just the functioning of the body, it helps that as well, but any nutrition that you're putting in there is 3, 4, 5 times more effective with the Cell Food.
And you know, I'd like you to say some words about how many levels that this product works on in the body and on the neurological level. But you know, to introduce a little bit to the listener, who may not know anything about Cell Food, we've got a product here that was the brainchild of a scientist who Albert Einstein called a genius for coming up with this completely unique technology. And the way it happened basically was back in the 50s, this gentleman, Everett Story, the inventor, was working on the frontier of what was called water splitting technology. And I'll explain a little bit about what that is. This technology was so powerful that it had many different uses, and during the war, the government went and utilized some of that technology to make what was called the trigger mechanism of the hydrogen bomb. And Everett Story was really quite a humanitarian, as were many of the scientists whose technologies were used for those war purposes. And after the war, he vowed never to let his technology be involved with anything destructive. And in fact, he wanted to give a gift back to the world instead. And at that point, he also discovered, unfortunately, that he was suffering from radiation poisoning from watching so many of these nuclear tests, that a brainchild of Cell Food came to his mind. And what he determined and theorized is that if he could create the same water-splitting technology to take place in his body, he could cure himself of this. And this is what the invention was. He determined that he could make what he called an electromagnetic equation. And that electromagnetic equation was made up of 78 minerals and elements, 34 enzymes, and 17 amino acids, and electrolytes, and also utilized something called deuterium, which is considered to be the most versatile isotope of hydrogen. And in blending all of these and working with these over a several month period of time, he created the cell food, he created this electromagnetic equation. And what that means is that when it's mixed with water or juice, it has the ability, and no other product in the world can do this, to actually weaken the bond of the water molecule and split out the oxygen and hydrogen, this is called nascent oxygen and hydrogen, out of the water molecule and release it and make it available to the body. And not only that, but it then continues on for up to 3 days after you drink it, using the moisture and the water in the body, which is of course so abundant, to continue to release this oxygen and hydrogen. And in fact, David, you were talking a little bit on our bike ride about why this is so important. I mean, we all know that oxygen and hydrogen are important, but I think many of us are not exactly sure why, and I wonder if you could shed a little bit of light on that.
Well, as we have talked before, previous Mark, some researchers believe there's truly only one disease of the human body, and that is the disease of becoming toxic or overly toxic in the body and not being able to get nutrition to the cell. You see, people go to the bathroom to eliminate toxins from their body. Mm-hmm. As our cells go through their metabolic activity, and again, remember, we have trillions of cells in our body. Every singular cell that participates in this metabolic activity, and they all do, produce waste products. Not only do they produce waste products, but they have to have nutrition in order to survive. So this is the difficulty. Now, a lot of these diseases come in different names. You know, all types of degenerative diseases, cancer, diabetes, it's all another condition of being out of balance.
Even just being fatigued or premature aging, these are all coming from the same source.
Exactly. If we could cleanse our body daily of acidic waste products, we would live younger, longer. We'd have a much happier and fulfilling life. More optimal health, I like to call it. Well, what cell food does by releasing this nascent or newly born oxygen that we've talked about and also the hydrogen is that oxygen is the great purifier or oxidizer in the body. And it enables the body's nutrient carriers, the bloodstream, to carry nutrition to the body more effectively. At the same time, it's being able to oxidize the debris or the toxins that are excreted by the cells. The hydrogen that is released in there is necessary to help the body rebuild itself. Now, this is the beauty of the product. There's a hydrogen left unmodulated will cause the cells to become hardened. If they become hardened, they can't receive their nutrition nor excrete their metabolic waste products as efficiently. But the oxygen that's in there is the great regulator of hydrogen. And so having that additional oxygen actually regulates that so that balances, there's that word again, balance that we all look
right.
for.
Right. And you know, I recall, and both of us have done some research on this, and this may not be known to the general public, but they've done these deep core ice drillings in Antarctica and discovered that 25,000 years ago, the oxygen ratio in the atmosphere was between 38 and 50%. And at this point, on average, it's down to about 20% due to pollution and the problems that we've had in the modern age. And in cities, sometimes as low as 12 or even 10%. And you once told me that asphyxiation levels start at where?
About 6%.
About 6%. Mm-hmm. And so, and I've also understood that the cells don't have a way to deal with this loss, this continuing loss of oxygen, except to go through a form of mutating level by level by level, learning to live with less and less oxygen. And at some point along the way, I understand that many levels down, for instance, cancer is born because there's just not enough oxygen, and cancer is going to start to thrive in an anaerobic activity.
Yes, that's very true. As a matter of fact, what I like to bring out is there was a scientist. His name was Dr. Otto Warburg. He did some research into this, and basically what he proved was that cancer could not survive in a highly oxygenated environment. It only begins in this anaerobic, without oxygen atmosphere. The scientific community felt so highly towards Dr. Warburg and his research that they actually awarded him two Nobel prizes for this. Now, this astonishes some people when they hear this, but the Nobel Prizes were awarded in 1931, and Dr. Warburg's research was completed in 1926. Mm. So we've known about this for a long time. It's not been made public. But viruses, bacteria, those types of things cannot exist in a highly oxygenated environment either. It is only when the anaerobic activity begins that our body gets in trouble. We need oxygen. We have to have it. And with our atmosphere today, as you've just mentioned, there's just not enough of it there. That's what makes cell food so powerful. It energizes the body and brings that oxygen level up where it needs to be.
And I think the technology of how the oxygen is brought about is something that bears some discussion here. There are a lot of products that we call front-loading type technologies that are attempting to somehow bond or inject into a container or some kind of substrate oxygen molecules. And in fact, it's the kind of thing that I understand can create free radicals, which are basically oxygen molecules that get out of control.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And maybe are rushing in too quickly. And then it's people are often counseled to take some type of antioxidant to deal with those free radicals.
Right.
And that's one of the beauties of cell food, to my understanding, is that it does not create free radicals. It actually is starting off with a negative charge. Why don't you fill in a little bit on that?
Well, what happens is the technology that's behind it is a secret, of course. That's why there's only one manufacturer of the cell food product. It's a highly guarded secret that Everett Story came up with. But what happens is, that you'd mentioned this earlier, you take cell food and it continually works over a three-day period. It is a catalytic conversion process that takes place very slowly. And it's releasing this negative oxygen molecule that is not a free radical, but is actually neutralizing free radicals. It's a very stable product. And some of the products that are on the market introduce too much oxygen too quickly. When that happens, oxygen's our friend, but it can also be harmful to us. One point that I'd like to bring out at this time is that all free radicals are not bad. We need some free radicals in our body because free radicals do destroy bacteria and viruses and other debris, infectious material, so on and so forth, that happen to be in our body. But it's when they get out of control, when they're rampant, when there's an overabundance of free radicals, that's when we get into premature aging. Now, anyone that I've ever talked to in my life never wants to get old before their time. You know, I want to be 50 and look 45. When I reach 70, I'd still like to be 60, look 60 and feel like 60. I don't want to be 70 and look 85 or 90. So I want to be able to live a vibrant life. And in order to do that, I need a continual release or a continual supply of stable oxygen.
I glanced over at you at the 10-mile mark at that bike ride, and I saw that look in your eye, which we know we both agree with that completely. And yeah, we did really well out there. I'm happy with that performance. Let's go back to the electromagnetic equation again that Everett Story put together. Here's these 129 minerals, enzymes, and amino acids, which is in this product. And so let's take a look at that aspect of the product. We've looked at the oxygen and the hydrogen, and but now we've got these building blocks, these very important components of physical life. How do they fit in your deeper understanding of this, in terms of all-around health and our original topic here of balance?
Okay. If you go to the local health food store, you'll see tremendous amount of people going in and buying vitamins. And we hear a lot of talk about vitamins. You don't hear a lot of talk about minerals. But I, from my research and also from my practice, I have come to realize that minerals are of the utmost importance. Most of the transport methods to get minerals into your body nowadays through capsules and through tablets have a very low absorbability rate. So people are taking a lot of these and not getting the benefit from them. The evidence of this goes back to a Senate document that was ratified, believe it or not, in 1936. And that is Senate document 264.
You know, while you're mentioning that, I'm going to pull that out because I think that